This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who will explain the meaning of a toot. Release your inhibitions, feel the
rain on your skin. No one else can feel it. All right, 7 after the hour, the Good Day program continuing in your ear, in your head, in your mind, in your life. That's good, right? We influence a lot of people, and that's a good thing. I like to be influential, and I like to have you be influential as well, so share thoughts. We just posted something about electric cars. You might want to check out on all of our social media at Goodwill. Let's go to the Goodwill store and do a survey, right? GoodDayNetworks.com. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner here at the ready, thinking about moving forward, right? Moving forward, trying to figure out what direction you want to be moving in this week, this day, this hour, this minute. And maybe you can get there. Maybe you're ready to get there. Maybe you can't quite get there yet, but keep trying. It's kind of all good when you focus on the future and you think in your mind, okay, this is how I'd like this circumstance to end up. I met somebody that I really like and I want to go steady. Does anybody use that term anymore? Going steady?
Is go that, steady? You
know,
no.
Outmoded?
No, I don't believe, not since the 50s, possibly.
Oh, nah, no. No. No.
Not that's no. Something I grew up with, and I've been old for a long time. It's not, yeah, I don't think it's a new phrase, no.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let's get ready to talk about baseball, or why don't we, never mind, get ready to talk about baseball. And I've planned to pay attention. Baseball is best on the radio. That's number one. Number two, looking at the official opening date, which is this Thursday, the 28th, when all of the 30 Major League Baseball clubs are going to be playing. It gets a little earlier each year, and that's okay, because it kind of feels like when it happens, it's spring. They call them the boys of spring, right? Or the boys of summer, boys. Mm-hmm. Right. So anyway, it seems to me, Jennifer, that the Dodgers went to Korea, didn't they, last week to play?
They did. They actually started the season with the Padres already, so they've already played. The Dodgers and the Padres have played 2 regular season games so far.
And how'd they do?
Dodgers won 1 and the Padres won 1.
Ah, so that's fair, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Better that way. And then there's the Mexico City Series, the Astros versus the Rockies. That'll be later in April. And then I think the Mets and the Phillies go to London, don't they, for a weekend? And so that means
that might
baseball.
Be. That's fine.
Yeah, I think it is.
They're spreading it around.
Yes, exactly. Spreading it all around. All right, so let's, I've oftentimes during this hour of the program, in this particular day, in this particular time, try to focus on some of the things that we talked about last week. Actually, we had a very busy Friday last week when we did the talk radio review and the countdown. So I never got to some of the comments from social media, the things that people were following, the people that were worried about whatever and whoever. I noticed there were a number of people. I felt really out of it, Jay, because I hadn't followed this Riley Strain thing. And I feel like I was out of it. You know, you can't follow everything. You can't know everything. You can't be everywhere. But that feels like something in like the after effect of it. I should have known more about it. One of the ladies.
He was the college student on spring break. Well, spring break, and therefore an event with some of his fraternity brothers.
Right.
He was at Luke Bryan's bar, ended up getting kicked out, and then pretty much went missing. And there was a lot of the different video surveillance trying to track his whereabouts and everything. There was one video that showed him seemingly okay and running. He fell. He hit his head pretty hard, and when he gets up, he's stumbling. There's another video where he was closer to the river where he was stumbling. Wow. I believe the hotel that he and his friends were staying at was across the river.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, they, after what was it, about a week and a half, they did find his body about 8 miles mm-hmm. down the river.
So one of the ladies that commented on that said, as a parent of children, it could have been this story. This hurts. Yeah, it certainly does. Your parents mm-hmm. are all concerned about stuff. Then this lady goes on to say, politics and politics and politics. She referred to it as bull that will go on forever. You know, I think you're right about that. All right, let's see here. Mr. Wood says, excuse me, that the whole Trump thing is insanely wrong. Democrats don't think it can't happen to them. They're mistaken. This is something I do agree with him on, that New York City has become a wasteland of corruption. The DA there is corrupt as corrupt could be, in my, at least that's my read for it. And then firefighters were being reprimanded for booing Letitia James. You have to fill me in on that one. I don't know.
They were chanting for Trump, and they were booing her because she's the one that went after
she's the one that went
him
after,
with dumb real estate lawsuit. And right, so they were booing.
I knew it was her, but I didn't realize.
And then people were upset that they booed. You know, how dare they be so disrespectful? Well, it probably fits both ways, I guess.
This, right. And this person says, what a disgrace politics and greed has turned people into. Yeah. Let's see here. Sam Johnson said, do we have laws only used for Trump? That's kind of a ridiculous statement. Colleen, although he has been singled out, I think, in some of the circumstances, and I point to the New York thing as well. Colleen says, wondering how you could be such a great supporter of Kennedy. He's a scary dude. This is the... he's elected. We're all screwed. Okay, well, you know what? We're screwed now because Biden has made a mess of things. If Trump gets in, he's not going to learn to keep his mouth shut, so he'll alienate everybody, even though he's got good ideas. So, you know, at least Kennedy kind of is a fresh face, a fresh point of view, a fresh place to go. And so that's kind of why I like him. And you don't like him. Yeah, I'm not going to not like you because you may vote for somebody that I'm not going to vote for. What is there in somebody's thinking that they don't like somebody because they voted for? Like Jennifer, do you not like the people that vote for Joe Biden just because they voted for Joe Biden?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. No, I love people. I do question their decision making.
Why did I ask that, Jay? Why did I ask that question, Rick?
I'm kidding. My mom voted for Joe Biden. I absolutely love my mom. I adore her. But
I think your mom.
I do question their decision making at this point, especially now that we've seen him in action or lack of action. But I don't think she's saying that she doesn't like you if you vote for Kennedy. I think what she's saying is, you know, whoa, Kennedy. Maybe. I don't know that that's a personal attack. There are plenty of those floating around, to be fair.
Yes, there are.
So that's why. Yeah.
All right. So here's another question that we asked. In your political opinion, do you feel a third-party vote is wasted? Please explain. Let's see here. Is this Carrie Peters? When you know it's a close race between two candidates, your vote for either candidate is super important. If there truly was a lot of momentum for a third-party candidate, and it was close, absolutely, it could make a difference. But it's not usually the case. But that's not the case this year, Carrie, because that is the case this year. They're all pretty evenly, especially among people under the age of 35. It's almost a dead heat. 30% here, 30%
there. Kennedy's going to get 12% of the vote. And so maybe, if he's lucky, 12% across the board. So
how can you say that when the election...
Spoiler.
Wait a minute. What happens if Trump... let's just say hypothetically Trump can't run, that he gets taken out by whatever the exercise is that people are using to get him out, whether it's legit or it's not legit. There are a couple of scenarios where he could be in jail. Now, he could still run and he could still win and he could pardon himself. I suppose maybe that would, but under the circumstances, I'm being hypothetical here, and maybe that's a waste of time. But anyway. Let's see here. Jim Mancuso says, if third party stands zero chance of remotely being elected, and we all know this, then the answer is yes, it's stupid. The question is, again, do you feel the third party vote is wasted? Jay says, yes, I'm a libertarian. And it took a lot of work for our candidate to appear on the ballot. Yeah, because the Republicans, the Democrats, is going to screw you over. Greg says, in the sense that the third-party candidate basically has zero chance of being elected. Wait a minute. Did I just do that? I did. I thought that was Jay. No. John says, yes. Again, the question is, do you think it's a wasted vote? Because with few exceptions, third-party candidates are nothing but spoilers. Anyway, thank you for that input. There's more input today. The question that we placed before you, should gas-powered cars be phased out? Did you get that posted yet, Jay?
Yep, it's up there.
It's there, yeah. Okay, now let's move to one of our favorite characters, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Jennifer, you're not responsible for her, but I find it interesting. There are many things about Marjorie Taylor Greene that I like. She's got a lot of chutzpah. I think Mike Johnson has been doing quite a good job. That's me looking at it. And I didn't think that Marjorie Taylor Greene was a member of that right-wing, what's the caucus called? Excuse me. What's that?
The Freedom Caucus.
The Freedom Caucus, right. Is she a member of that?
No, but this doesn't have a lot to do with that. It's about the budget that Johnson signed nobody likes. And most Republicans don't. And most Republicans just went ahead and held their nose and voted for it. But a lot of the stuff that was funded in this budget, including Planned Parenthood, including things that Mike Johnson said he wouldn't vote for, he voted for. And so that's why Marjorie Taylor Greene came forward, because he had made promises that...
But he couldn't keep them and get a deal.
Right. Well, this is the problem, is that then those promises need to stop getting made. Because what happens is that with such a closely divided Congress, and more close by the day, because you've got Mike Gallagher who's leaving Congress, I think, this week. I mean, it's going to be separated by one vote in the next couple of weeks. And so he's leaving. I don't know why he's leaving early. He's resigning, probably as a stick it to you for calling him out for some choices that he made about votes. So, I think that there's a lot of hurt feelings. So I think what we need to do is that we need to stop making promises that we can't keep, because when that happens, then this chaos happens.
Yeah, well, plenty of chaos, that's for sure. How many people, they're going to go through every member of the Republican Party speaker by the time they're done.
Like,
18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day, Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, 23 after the hour now on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn on Good Day. It's social media time in this portion. It seems like just 5 minutes ago we were talking about Bob Dylan. No, it wasn't Bob Dylan. Was it Bob Dylan? No, it was Simon and Paul Simon. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it all seems to be a blur sometimes when you're working with so much information. So that's what social media does. It's great until it's not. And there's a lot of great stuff that we can all learn. There are a lot of things you can participate in, good for your brain. And then there's a lot of crap. And speaking of that, although I don't know whether Donald Trump's social media company is, because personally, I've never been on it. Jennifer, I'm suspecting that you've probably been on it.
Yeah, it's very similar to Twitter.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
And I mean in content as well as presentation?
Well, obviously, it's a lot more conservative and much more political. You know, on Twitter, you can still see non-political stuff, and you see a lot of walks of life on Twitter. Yeah. But this is definitely more of like a conservative version of Twitter, dealing primarily with politics.
Yeah. Interesting how, this is an aside, when Donald Trump was a Democrat, he was not conservative at all. It's interesting how, and I don't say that he did this for convenience sake, because there are a lot of people who feel that he has done it that way, but a lot of people change as they get older.
Well, I still
they become
don't think
more
he's as conservative. That's why I think he had to have Mike Pence kind of come in as like that guarantee to the conservatives in 2016 that he'd be conservative enough. Remember, he was the first pro-gay marriage president that ever walked into the White House on day one.
Yeah.
Obama wasn't. Anyway, nobody else was.
So his social media company is going to the stock market. I think it's this week, as a matter of fact. The shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation, which is a shell company, is merging. This happens all the time, by the way, in case you don't know how the stock market works. Somebody like Trump or somebody who's got a new business that has great potential, and rather than going public, they will merge with somebody who already is public because the process of filing is unbelievably difficult. And so instead of starting from scratch, you find some company that isn't worth much, and you merge with it. And I think that means that Trump's media and technology group, the social networking site Truth Social, is going to trade on the NASDAQ probably either later this week or sometime next week. And Trump owns most of the stock, 79 million shares. Multiply that by the closing stock price on Friday of Digital World, the acquisition corporation, was $36.94, and the stake could be worth $3 billion. So that's what the speculation is in social media, not only about this tool, but if he has $3 billion, why can't he leverage that to get the bond for New York?
Because he needs it today. Yeah, and he needs it today.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. It's just it was such a short amount of time.
Well, but if it's going public, he ought to be able to go to a bank or some private lender, some guy, you know, that he knows that'll give him hard money he's going to pull something out of the hat, I think, today. I just don't see him not.
He said he was close, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm honestly surprised that Elon Musk hasn't put up a Twitter poll of, like, should I give the money or not? I'll do whatever you say. And then people vote yes, and then he does do it. Like, how has that not happened yet?
Yeah, there's too much beside. It's just, there's too much going on here. There's too much at play for this not to be something that by the end of the day is like pulling a rabbit out of a hat. So, anyway. So he'll be the controlling stockholder. This just shows you again, using the social media company as an example of him being clever. And I think it is him, although he has a lot of people around him who are clever. I'm not saying they're smart. They're clever. And he's very clever when it comes to stuff like this. So I think you're going to see something. Again, we'll see what happens. Anyway, that's the story with the social media.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
Quando furono vicini a Gerusalemme.
A Palm Sunday service at the Vatican this Sunday. Pope Francis presiding over the service in St. Peter's Square. In recent weeks, the 87-year-old Pope has been suffering on and off from bronchitis and flu, and in recent weeks has delegated an aide to read his addresses for him, but on Sunday, his prepared text was not read at all. Easter Sunday is next week. President Biden at his home in Wilmington, Delaware this weekend, signing the $1.2 trillion spending bill that will keep the government funded through September. In other news, the numbers are climbing. At least 133 people killed in the ISIS terrorist attack at that concert hall near Moscow. Terrorists wearing masks and military gear storming the building where security guards did not have guns. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
Thank you.
You complete me. And I'm just had.
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at hello.
I want to cry when I hear that myself. That's from Jerry Maguire, if you don't remember. Tom Cruise and Renee Zellweger. That was a great scene. It was a great movie. The stuff that Tom Cruise has been in, and immediately what comes into my mind, ladies, Jay Kirshner is here and Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program, is the scene during A Few Good Men where Demi Moore is a second lawyer on the team, and Tom Cruise is leading the charge, trying to get these two guys off, and they've had an argument, and so Demi Moore storms out in the rainstorm, and Tom Cruise chases her down the street in his old Chevy. Remember that scene? All right, I'm going to do it. I'll put him on the stand. Remember that line? That's another great line from one of the Tom Cruise movies. Okay, boys and girls, here we are.
As much as his like personal decisions are sometimes strange, the guy really works hard on his movies. He's just really good.
Yeah, he is.
And he puts out great fun stuff to watch. Like, I'm a big fan of Night and Day and Rock of Ages, Edge of Tomorrow. Yeah.
Rock of Ages.
But he is just fantastic in anything he does.
All right, let's make the minds of our listeners ring with some things about small cities. I did a little, because I was reading these sorts. This, when I'm on the plane, I read all kinds of stuff. And I had a long ride. I had 2 6-hour rides in 24 hours, so I had plenty of time to read about things like the big small cities. The big small cities that offer still a sense of small-town community, and yet they have big city resources. There are a number of these cities, but it seems the number one, this is, we're heard down in Northport, Florida, which is the number one up-and-coming small city, according to any number of resources when you put it together. Population is growing fast. They have new housing units going up fast. The median household income is going up fast. So you wonder, okay, when you focus on a city like that and point out the good stuff and tell her, oh, this is great, why don't you go down there? Do we spoil it? And think about the cities in Florida and Texas especially that have shown a lot of potential, a lot of growth. Austin comes to mind as far as Texas is concerned, but there are other smaller cities that are sort of to the east and south of there in Texas. There are a lot of housing developments going on, new businesses. But another place that has attracted a lot of attention is Kissimmee, down at Disney World.
Such a good name, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great name. Kissimmee. Woo-hoo. Now, can you spell that like Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I? Can you spell Kissimmee?
I can't.
Oh, come on, Jennifer. Don't be a killjoy. Jay, you want to show Jennifer up?
Isn't it K-I-S-S-I-M-M-E-E? And then you just run out of letters.
Yeah, but
he doesn't have the same, like,
that sounds right,
sing-songy that Mississippi has.
No. There's two S's, two M's, and two E's in Kissimmee, Florida. Anyway, some of the cities that are moving up. All right, some people in the news to talk about. Lots of coverage, lots of conversation, lots of wondering, lots of moaning and groaning, a lot of good energy sent to Kate Middleton. And what kind of cancer does she have, though? Is that clear?
No one knows.
No. Okay. And was there too much drama around it because people started asking questions? And
people are just awful. People were questioning whether it was actually her that was out in public. Andy Cohen's getting a ton of heat because he was saying that it wasn't really her. And it kind of, Stephen Colbert was another one. And they sort of Jon Stewart. But a lot of people are just saying that she was forced into having to make a statement, which she did. And then it's this really sad cancer diagnosis, which she's got young kids. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
What do you feel? Well, what kind of a boob does that, right? I mean, think about it. How do you feel, you big BSers? Right?
After the fact, it makes sense why she waited, because she even says it. She even said it in her speech and talking about it all. She has young children. She wanted to make sure that her children understood everything that was going on before they went public. But also, they announced it and made it public just as her kids were getting out of school for the Easter break. So they're not immediately being thrown into the environment where everybody's talking about it. They have a little bit of breathing
help,
room.
Yeah, to help them along.
Yeah.
I feel really bad for
most
Prince
important
William.
Thing are those children.
I mean, think about the rumors. Prince William killed the guy that who just committed suicide, the royal. They said that. This poor guy's dealing with his dad having cancer. The fact that he may be closer to becoming king than ever because his father is sick. His wife is sick. I mean, holy smokes.
His father's a lot sicker than it's being made out to be.
That's a lot of pressure, and I think you're right. I mean, I don't think that they're coming out and saying exactly what's going on with either of them because clearly, if it were something that was very easy, they'd be celebrating the fact that it was easy. And they're not saying what kind of cancer it is. And with Kate, you figure if it's abdominal, I mean, it could be stomach, it could be colon, it could be ovarian. These are not great cancers that you want to choose from. I mean, it's...
And preventative chemotherapy that they use doesn't work, frankly.
That's scary.
Doesn't, Yeah, it is kind of scary.
I just I feel badly for them because there is so much pressure, and the tabloids in the UK are just brutal.
Awful.
And then you get ding dong Americans here saying all kinds of stupid stuff, and I don't know.
All of the rumors going on social media, spreading like wildfire.
All right. Thanks to Jay for straightening me out on Riley Strain, because I wasn't a follower of that episode. And so he has been found, and so the story is over, I guess. But this is kind of a weird thing. In Nashville, you know the scene. You know the bar and the circumstances there. So this captured national attention because this guy just seemed to disappear into thin air, right?
Yeah, which unfortunately, I think anywhere, not just Nashville, anywhere that has an active nightlife scene right next to a river, a lot of times this does happen. He was missing for so long. There was kind of this video trail of trying to figure out his whereabouts. A police officer, body cam footage, even showed an interaction with him, and he didn't seem belligerently drunk. There are allegations that he was kicked out of the bar because he might have been too drunk, but then questioning, was he overserved at that bar? Stuff like that. Why was he alone? Why didn't any of his friends go with him? It's absolutely heartbreaking. And you can get, there was a video where he was running, he seemed fine, and then he falls and he hits his head pretty hard. And then when he gets up, that's when he starts stumbling. And it's questionable, did he have a head injury from that fall, or was he stumbling because too much alcohol? I'm sure, of course, the autopsy will say what his blood alcohol level was, but it just still is a situation that shouldn't have happened, and it unfortunately happens too often for people.
And I think when it's boys, so girls are pretty good about sticking with each other. I don't know that I like, saying that the bar should have known. I mean, bars are busy, and it's hard for that to always be the clear case about whether someone's being overserved or not, because we don't know what the situation is. Were other people buying them? You just don't know. But one thing that's nice is when you have a friends group, typically when they're girls, the girls stick with one another, usually. Guys are so stupid when they drink, and it becomes, I don't know, they don't stick with each other like girls do, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also they think they can do it themselves. They think like, oh, no, I'll be fine. Because I think he did say, one of the friends, I believe, was saying that he did say, I'll just meet you all at the hotel room. And then when the friends got back to the hotel room, he wasn't there. And another thing with people, unfortunately, falling into rivers and dying and stuff, it happens to men more often than women because of they have to use the restroom.
Right.
And they pee into the river and then they fall in.
Great. Never thought about it.
Always stick together.
That's a really interesting perspective on that, Jay. And I don't mean it to be sound facetious. That's a very, very interesting perspective on that.
It happened with not somebody on spring break, but a local here in Cleveland that was out with friends and ended up being found a few days later in the Cuyahoga River. It's just, unfortunately, it happens. And it is absolutely awful. These poor parents, how many people have children of spring break going age? And you worry about your kids all the time, but the fact of the matter is, if they're legally adults, you can't control anything. You don't know what could happen.
Yep. All right, next name in the news is Carl Wagoner, not related to Porter Wagoner, I don't think, and not related to country music. This is a 59-year-old elementary school principal arrested after posting online ads asking teenage girls to go skinny dipping with him. What a dumbass.
Thank goodness he is dumb enough to post an ad on
him. Jeez. Unbelievable. He is the principal of Four Peaks Elementary School in Apache Junction, Arizona.
What is wrong with people?
He posted some detective posted a post as a 14-year-old girl and posted some pictures to get Wagoner, on the hook and into sexually inappropriate conversations, discussing sexual acts. What a disgusting piece of crap. And he's an elementary school principal. That reminds me, Jay, you and I were talking, or I think you and Jennifer, when I was eavesdropping, about this star with lewd pictures that you were... Who was that? That we probably ought to bring that up to date.
Oh, Drake Bell, the Nickelodeon star.
Yeah, what's that story?
There's the documentary, Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of of kids' TV shows. It's a, I believe, what, it's a four-part series? I haven't checked it out yet. It's on my to-watch list, but Jennifer and James, you both
I watched two episodes so far.
Mm-hmm. We've watched three. And in the third episode...
Why'd you watch them? What is there about it that's attractive or interesting?
Well, so it's really interesting to learn about all the behind-the-scenes things that are happening in children's television, because that's what it's really all about. It's,
and these are ones we grew up with.
Yeah.
These are our childhood, yeah.
This is my childhood that I was watching from the early aughts all the way to the 2010s. And all
and these guys are all pigs?
In the show, there are two pedophiles that were arrested during casting and during like recording and everything. Two pedophiles recorded on the same set that were arrested within 4 months of each other. And Drake Bell came forward and said that one of these pedophiles molested him at 15 years old. Which is absolutely traumatizing for anyone, nevertheless a 15-year-old. But it really exposes the amount of, you know, danger that there is for child actors on these types of sets. And it's something...
Even though the parents are there, but the parents are told to just, like, don't make trouble because then your kid won't be a big star.
Right.
Yeah, they blacklist the kid.
It's something that's been theorized on the Nickelodeon sets for years and years because Dan Schneider always has, like, these weird, like, mannerisms about him. But it finally has all come to light.
I think people get hired. What happened to regular guys like us? Why don't we get hired? What are these people... These perverts come into this scenario. Good God.
Well, the thing with Drake Bell, he was in the news a few years ago because of having inappropriate conversations with somebody underage, who that underage person told him that she was of age. He didn't realize she was underage, and he owned up to everything.
Great. All right. There's that one. Food for thought. 48 after here on Good Day.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com.
or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
After the hour, the Good Day program, Monday brings us into the focus of your car, and Nicholas J. Miles, who is our auto, what's the J stand for, by the way? I never asked
John, you. But I only usually get that name when I'm in trouble.
Really?
It's a policeman or my mother, okay. to use the full name.
Okay. Not anything, it doesn't have anything to do with Nick, and especially in the automotive world. So you're headed to New York this week for the New York Auto Show, and I would like to have what you think are going to be the highlights. What really does happen? We hear these things, the Cleveland Auto Show, the Chicago Auto Show, the L.A. Auto Show. What happens at these shows? What's the real, is the promotion, selling cars? What goes on?
Yeah, so the four big shows in the United States are Chicago, Detroit, New York, and L.A. Those are the four sort of major shows each. Sort of one's in January, then there's the spring, the end of the summer, and then the fall. And so these shows really are consumer shows. All auto shows were started in the northeast of the U.S. Mm-hmm. in the winter when people just didn't want to go car shopping from dealerships.
February, Washington's Day, right? The car business, by the way, in January this year, I was told by my friends who are in the car business, was awful, and it's picked up substantially this month. Have you found that to be the case?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And auto shows do help that. It's just really a place where consumers are able to go and check every brand. There's traditionally no salespeople at these auto shows,
really?
Even though they're put on by dealer. Yeah, and then they're put on by dealer associations, but they're not allowed to sell cars. They're only allowed to get your information, and then you have to come to the dealership later. So it's the only place in the world where you get to go and you get to try five or six different cars next to each other. You know, do I fit in the back, the third row? Does my luggage fit in? Is there enough room for the dog? Is there enough room for the kids' hoggy stuff? What if we have to take grandma? You know, those type of things. How do you get in and out of everything? How does this work? How does that work? So it's a really great place to measure things and for people to actually get the touch, the feel, the ergonomics of a vehicle. Now, it's turned into more of a fanfare event. So big automakers are releasing cars and having press days and press releases. Although that's waned since the pandemic. So for instance, this week there's a new G-Wagon coming out, but Mercedes aren't at the New York Auto Show. They did it separately. They had everybody.
That's the box, right?
Yeah. That's the box? The German box, yeah. The German box that cost you around $200,000. That's what used to happen. It used to happen at the shows, but now car companies are doing it around. Genesis is doing an event off-site. They're doing something in New York, but not at the show. So the shows are still sort of used somewhat, but car companies don't want to pay the money. I got a quote from a friend of mine at a car company. It cost them $148 to put out every chair for the media on press days versus buying the chairs and doing it themselves. So that was just the rental fee. That was just the people they had to pay, $148 per seat. And you have 200 journalists there, the prices start to climb.
Wow. Yunga bunga. So in terms of, I don't think people know, I don't think I've ever asked you, and I determined over the weekend, I was looking at something and your CV came up. How much you do on television, the kinds of things that you're doing, because a lot of people watch you on TV, and I've never talked to you about that and never promoted it properly. So what is it that you do? How do you fill the void in TV?
So I do a show on Fox Sports, which is usually based around the auto show. So we look at what's new. It's an hour long show. I'm not the only host of the show. But then I do weekly reports for most. I think I cover 68% of the country. So, for instance, in New York, it's WPIX. In LA, it's KTLA. You know, every city I'm on their big station, usually in that city. And I'm really showing people what's going on, but talking about things. Why aren't people buying electric cars? What's wrong with them? How the charging infrastructure is broken? What are the government doing to give people money back? Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? What are the least expensive cars, the most expensive cars? Opulent, you know, $28 million Rolls Royces. Those type of things. Just to give people,
let's have one of those, please.
Just to give people a complete sort of surround of what's going on in the automotive industry and what buyers are thinking, what laws are changing, those type of things, because it's too much information for most people to gather. And my idea is just give it to you all and let you digest it. Very much like the Good Day program with Doug Stone.
Thank you. Jay, what's the question we have up on our social media? About
whether or not gas-powered vehicles should become obsolete.
There we go.
Discontinue them or not?
Try that one out, right.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.